Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday, the 2nd of November. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we are reminded that Jesus' response to the people and disruptions around him are a challenge to remember that God's plans often collide with our own. Will you turn with me once again to our passage for this week, Luke chapter 5 and verses 1 to 11. The first disciples. One day, as Jesus was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, great crowds pressed in on him to listen to the word of God. He noticed two empty boats at the water's edge, for the fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push it out into the water. So he sat in the boat and taught the crowds from there. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish." "Master," Simon replied, "we worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, I'll let the nets down again." And this time the nets were so full of fish they began to tear. A shout for help brought their partners in the other boat, and soon both boats were filled with fish and on the verge of sinking. When Simon Peter realized what had happened, he fell to his knees before Jesus and said, "Oh Lord, please leave me. I'm such a sinful man." For he was awestruck by the number of fish they had caught, as were the others with him. His partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were also amazed. Jesus replied to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishing for people." And as soon as they landed, they left everything and followed Jesus. Amen. I don't know about you, but I like to be in control. It's been the human temptation ever since the Garden of Eden. But there is one thing for certain that we cannot be in control of: our eternal destiny. In verse 11 of our passage, we witness a transformative moment when Simon Peter, James and John leave behind their fishing nets and follow Jesus. This simple act symbolizes a profound truth, realizing that we cannot save ourselves and that we need Jesus' help. Before that life-altering decision, these fishermen toiled tirelessly, casting their nets into the sea, hoping to secure their livelihood. However, despite their experience and effort, they often came up empty-handed. It was in this moment of helplessness, after a night of fruitless labor, that Jesus appeared and demonstrated his divine power by filling their nets to the brim. Simon Peter's response was to fall to his knees, recognizing his insufficiency and sinfulness. He understood that his efforts alone were inadequate and that he needed Jesus. In that realization, Peter chose to follow the Lord, accepting that salvation was found not in his own abilities, but in Christ. This episode is a poignant reminder that self-reliance and self-sufficiency can often lead us astray. We may attempt to navigate life's challenges, striving to save ourselves through our own merit, but ultimately we find emptiness and exhaustion. It's only when we humbly acknowledge our limitations, recognizing that we need Jesus' help, that we can experience his transformative power. might want to delve a little deeper into these thoughts during your day-to-day. If so, you'll find these questions helpful. How often do we attempt to save ourselves through our own efforts, only to find frustration and emptiness? And what steps can we take to embrace our own helplessness and invite Jesus to be the source of our salvation in all areas of our lives? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for the last of this week's Battle Drill Daily Devotionals as we look at how to truly commit to Christ.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.